I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Nick. The bomb here. Got a song for you. We are going up, Steve. We are going up.
You're listening to Aston Law, broadcasting from the beautiful South Burnham. Accept no substitute.
Well, hello, dear listeners. Welcome to Achtung Millwall, being recorded in the immediate aftermath of what proved to be a fantastic away win in the end. Joining me on stream here is all the way from Sweden, is our regular Swedish correspondent, Doug Hume. Welcome to the show, Doug.
Afternoon, Nick. Interesting, wasn't it? Last 10 minutes made it worth watching.
It was. I was one of the notes before we scored late in the game, listeners. I'd making a note as to what I might say to Doug. So it was going to be quite a scratch around to make a lot out of nothing much, really. And all I could think of to say was it was everything that Barnsley versus Millwall in the pouring rain on a cold day in October might sum it up in your mind. There's nothing unexpected in it, but it was a tough away performance there, Doug, wasn't it?
It was. I'm not quite sure what to think about it. I mean, we didn't really play that badly. We didn't play that well. No. I mean, the only problems we really had caused ourselves. They didn't really put us under pressure. I'm not quite sure what to make of it. I mean, nobody really played badly, but apart from Wallace, I don't think anyone played well either. I mean, Jeb Wallace was off his game. Ocho had a good 25 minutes and then faded.
It wasn't really a day for skillful players, Doug, really, I thought. I mean, Ojo, Afobe and Jed, I mean, we said before the kickoff that's probably Gary Rowett's choice of starting front three. And I think anyone that's seen any of those players will say, yeah, that's probably the best front line that we're going to get, in current circumstances.
Well, I'm not sure about Ojo. I mean, about Afobe. He looks a good player, but I'm not sure he fits in the way we play. I mean, he doesn't really look that dangerous, and he hasn't most of this season, really.
No, I suppose you could point to the goal he scored at Cardiff, which was in a losing match. So, you know, you might say what not much good that was, but that was probably his best point so far. I mean, I think, you know, the conditions today, Doug, were not easy. I mean, you know, all joking aside, it was a long northern trip in the pouring rain, in the cold, and it was everything that you might have expected it to be. I mean, Afobe, I know what you mean. I mean, he's not looked as effective as we may have hoped when we first signed him.
I think he looks a good player, but he just doesn't seem to click with the way we play the ball up to him. You don't really see him charging through one-on-one against the defender, and I'm not quite sure.
I mean, he's not a target man, is he? I mean, he's Matt Smith is your classic target man.
I mean, he's not Tom Elliott either, to be fair. I'm not quite sure. I'm hoping he's going to click, but yeah, he hasn't yet, has he?
No, I mean, to be positive, that's two wins. We're going into an international break now after a difficult opening phase of the season. The draws were starting to weigh heavy on our shoulders, Doug, weren't they? And to get two wins in succession, I think they made the point on iFollow that turns it into an unbeaten run of, is it seven games now unbeaten? I haven't got the figures to hand.
Whereas, sounds about right, yeah. We had four draws on the spin, didn't we? So, yes, it sounds about right.
Yeah. So, it would be, and it would have felt much heavier for with maybe two draws, you know, or a loss or something of that kind today. So, I mean, my take from the game was to, I mean, you've got to acknowledge the industry of the Millwall side. I mean, no one gave less than 100%. I do agree it wasn't a game for, you know, the football purist today by any stretch. It was,
as it usually is down at Millwall, obviously.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things that I picked up, and obviously the starting 11, we were lacking Scott Malone today, and I think he was a big loss. Strange though, I mean, man of the match nominated by on iFollow, and I think I've got to agree with him, was Murray Wallace today, who gave everything, Doug. I mean, what a player to have in your squad as a utility man or whatever you want to call
him. He scored early on, but for a good save, didn't he?
Yeah, there was a moment on 19, a Murray shot saved. But the willingness to commit and to get forward, I mean, it's not a role that he was really signed in, wasn't it? I mean, he was a kind of a journeyman central defender for Scunthorpe. And, you know, I've got to admire somebody that really develops their game to become this go-to man in tough situations.
He's done a bit of an Andy Frampton, hasn't he? He sort of turned crowd opinion.
Good comparison. Yeah.
Probably that sort of ability as well. He's better than Frampton, but you wouldn't say he's a star player by any stretch.
No. I mean, the quality. I mean, I think when, you know, today wasn't a day for Ojo and it wasn't a day for Afobe because of conditions, but you can see some quality touches in both of those players, and that's never going to be Murray. But what he will give you is a very Millwall sense of 100% tackling and commitment and willingness to be brave and get forwards and put himself where, you know, lesser players hide sometimes. He never, ever hides.
No.
I really like that in Murray. My man of the match today, certainly, based on
by a long way. I don't really think you could say anyone else. Nobody played badly, but nobody played well, I don't think.
No. It was nice to see Jake Cooper getting forwards a little bit. It's almost, wasn't as effective as we saw previously when he started doing that, Doug. But, you know, I wonder now, he's got Hutch alongside him. And this that may be a flaw in his long-term career. He plays better when Hutchinson's alongside him. He won't be able to play with Hutchinson alongside him forever. But he does look a lot better with his mate, kind of the steady Eddie by the side of him.
Yes, I mean, he was strangely the one that made the big mistake today, obviously, yes. Hutchinson. But he does make the defence look more solid.
I thought especially in the first half, not so much in the second, but certainly in the first half, we looked a bit sloppy at times. You know, there was a couple of moments where you think a better side than Barnsley might have hurt us. They're just wayward passes. And
They were a shadow of their last season self, weren't they? Christ.
Yeah, I thought they looked really good last season. They've gone off the boil, I think probably that's the best way to put it. I mean, really, there weren't many chances for them. I mean, maybe in the first half, they had a shot wide from distance. I'm just looking at my notes here, but not an awful lot for Barnsley. We had the better chances and probably should have done better. There was a moment for Afobe in the first half, Doug, where I think it was Murray that crossed in from the left and Afobe, if he's got a touch to it, it would have been a goal and that would have been a different game entirely than the one we had. But should have done better there. I think it's probably that you're niggling at you. It's just not quite there at the moment with him, is it?
No, I think if Bradshaw was playing the way Afobe is, people would be on his back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should persevere with him, don't get me wrong, but it's not clicking at the moment.
No, I mean, second half, again, I mean, maybe late there was a chance, a shot wide from a tight angle for Barnsley, but they showed really nothing in front of goal. So we kept them really well, you know, at bay really well, I thought, in the second period. And
yeah, I think so, yeah.
Should have done better. I mean, there was a break forward. I mean, at 49 minutes, I've got Jed breaks from midfield. Ball was cleared when he should have scored, perhaps, and other moments, ping-pong in the Barnsley area.
Bradshaw nearly scored as well, didn't he, towards the end of that?
And again, another player. I mean, you know, he reminds me of some of our, you know, the classic Millwall player is never the most gifted, but will give you everything. And Tom Bradshaw, he's been around for a few years now. He's a Harris signing. And, you know, we don't know what will become of him when his contract comes up. I doubt that he would stay. But he gives you everything. I mean, it was his work that actually produced the corner, the free kick, and then the corner, isn't it, for the goal late on. Perseverance and persistence, and these are qualities that we admire down the Den. Late corner. There's nothing sweeter in football, Doug, than nicking a game late at the. I mean, I really take my hat off to the travelling 500 that went up there today. But what a great journey home that's going to be, having nicked a goal late.
When it really looked like we weren't going to. I mean, it had 0-0 from probably 60 minutes, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough watch. I mean, we're obviously giddy on the afterglow. Listeners from Murray Wallace's fantastic header down from a corner. It was bundled in, really, wasn't it? We were still probably a little bit, overexcited from that, Doug, but it was a tough game to watch today.
I'd actually been thinking with the corners that we seem to put the corners right under the crossbar now in the centre of the goal, whereas earlier in last season we were putting them at the back post and we looked a lot more dangerous when they went back. And strangely enough, that was one that did go to the back post.
Well, it's funny.
I
was there in the week, midweek, and we've slightly developed our corner tactics. So at the start of the season, we were really packing the 6-yard box. Like we almost had, not quite everyone, but a lot of players in that 6-yard box. And that seems to be, something I saw in another game, a Premier League game, and I wonder whether that's like the modern style, what you do from corners. In the week, we had a gathering around the penalty spot and put some in the 6-yard box. But today, it was just much more conventional stuff. And I agree, if we can get it to the back post, you've got some big men there, Murray Wallace, Jake, and then Matt Smith, obviously, who came into today's game. So we do look a bit more effective when we keep it simple, don't we?
Yes, definitely, yes.
What do you make of negative Gary? Was this thing on the net now, negative Gary? I must admit, I sighed when Ojo left the field for Bradshaw. Well, it was, he'll have the last laugh on me because it was actually Bradshaw's industry that produced the situation there where we scored. So
I thought the last couple of games, I think that when he said that judge us now when we, if we're going to win games or not, I think there's been, you'd see sort of two or three players in the box before, and the last couple of games sort of both fullbacks are up there and one of the midfield players is up there, and there seems to have been a change in his mindset. I actually think we were set up not to lose going up to maybe three or four games ago, and I now think he thinks that we can actually sort of go for it more. Now, if you think back to the first half against QPR, we're not playing like that by any stretch, and we haven't been, and that maybe is what we should be doing.
I suppose the injury crisis has. I mean,
yes.
I thought we don't know where Evans is today. I thought Evans actually played quite well, and he's not a player that I take to, and haven't really loved so far since I've seen him. But so he was doing okay in the first half.
I think Saville seems to play better with him alongside him.
Yeah, I think he looks more comfortable. I mean, Saville didn't do too bad today. I think he's slowly getting his mojo back from the player that we used to. Obviously look back to in that promotion near miss season.
I think with Saville, though, he is actually getting into the box, but we're just not finding him. I don't think he's really changed that much. I just think, I mean, previously when we had sort of Morrison knocking it down and Gregory and what have you, I think the ball was coming to him, whereas now it's not.
No, there's work to be done. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, the season is a developing thing, obviously, but we've got the international break now, and it would be nice to see those kinds of issues. I mean, I think also we have to cut out the sloppy stuff, Doug, because, I mean, a better side than Barnsley, and they were poor, I think. You can't put it any other way. A better side than them would have punished us today in the first half, especially.
No, definitely. They look like they're on, well, unless they, I don't know, maybe it's the Millwall manager thing again. We might get another one gone. But if they keep that side and that manager, I think they're in trouble this year.
Yeah. Well, they're just looking at the league table as we're speaking. I mean, they've dropped into the bottom three, justifiably, looking at that performance today. Millwall up the giddy heights now, Doug, of 11th in the table. We're on 15, just 3 points off the magic 6th spot. Short of a quarter of the way into the season, I suppose you'd say. Gary Rowett would say, all this critique of him, and his negative tactics, that's the answer, isn't it? We're looking now in the right direction.
Yes, I mean, the trouble is we have to sit and watch the 90 minutes and sort of watching the crap he's been throwing out recently. It's Yeah, it's been tough.
Well, well done for enduring it today, Doug. Oh dear, it was a tough watch.
It was better than some of the other stuff he was throwing out earlier in the season.
I think you're right. I mean, I think to contrast it, just to close us, a contrast I would make, and don't know if you agree, is that today was a tough watch, but in a classic kind of long northern trip in the pouring rain in Barnsley, you know you're not going to get a classic, and it was a hard grind. And I think, you know, with one or two bits and pieces, you can criticise a couple of errors here and there and misplaced passes and so on, but it was a committed Mill performance in very, very tough conditions. And
I'd agree with that. And you can't really blame the manager for the single person errors either. So, yeah.
So, and to nick it with a late, late win, an 88th minute Murray Wallace header is sweet, sweet wine. So, I think we can probably now all enjoy our international break, and hope you enjoy yours in Sweden, Doug.
I'll certainly try. it's starting to get dark and cold here, so I've just booked 2 weeks in Mexico, so that'll be right.
Enjoy yourself, mate. Really appreciate you doing this call today in the immediate aftermath of Barnsley 0 Millwall 1. We're going to be right back after these messages. Big thank you to Doug. Thank you very much, Doug.
Thanks, Nick. Cheers.
Achtung, Mehlball.
Nick, Tony Mundy here, just ringing in on the back of that result. I'm buzzing my tits off, if I'm honest. Again, for the third time in a week, I thought we've gone out and attacked teams. We could have won all three of these games, to be honest. Today, anyone saying it's negative, I just don't get it, because literally we've spent the entire game, well, probably three quarters of the game in their half. It's not often we have more possession than the opposition. We've literally fucking battered them today. And the only thing I can say is that the forwards just need to click, and they just seem a bit shot shy at the moment. We were getting in positions, but they're not seeming to click together at the minute. Ojo is looking a player, but he just doesn't seem to know who he's connecting with or such. And Murray Morris could have had a trick today. I mean, he's missed a sitter in the first half after 10 minutes and another shot, and then, I mean, what a fucking header he scored at the end. He's come straight over the top of, I think it was Cooper, but it might have been Smith, to demand that header. And that was on the back of an unbelievable performance from him. He's doing tricks as well. He's doing little flicks and body swerves. He's passing, even at range, he's superb. He is a proper player. It's not the athlete that you'd expect from someone who, and he's a centre-half, let's remember that. But all in all, what a great result. And say the two wins this week make the draws look decent now. I've criticised Rowett at times this season when I thought he's been reactive rather than proactive. But I can't accuse him that of the last few games, because we've actually gone out to win the games. People saying we're playing five at the back, but we're not. We're playing three at the back. Our wing backs are spending more time halfway up the pitch and in the opposition's half than they are in their own half. And that's a fact. You just watch the games. I say, when we click, I think we're going to be a bit of a force, but it's just a fact of the forwards of clicking. There was a good cross in today, and the Phoebe didn't extend his leg. When you see it from behind the goal, he didn't extend it. Jed worked his nuts off. Nothing seemed to quite come off for him, apart from, as I say, he got the assist from the corner. All in all, I thought it was a really good performance without actually, say, clicking in the final third. When that happens, I just think we're going to actually fucking destroy a few teams. Maybe I'm just being I'm drunk on optimism, maybe. But onwards and upwards. I can't wait for the next game now. Cheers, Nick.
Hello, Nick. Glenn here. Ted in my first game of the season today at Barnsley, so that was nice to get back in the ground with a group of people again. Conditions were, as they always are up in Barnsley, were pretty poor all round. And despite having a nice pitch, I think the rain made it actually a really difficult game for the players. So I think everybody struggled with that. But I think generally the team tried to attack the whole game, which was good. There were lots of opportunities to cross or hit a good pass that were being created. Unfortunately, quality on the final ball didn't really didn't really match that. People like Afobe, who really put in a great shift, didn't really ever get the quality service they needed to really impact the game. Hutchinson was immense, but I think, you know, we have to admit that there were three gifted errors that were given to the opposition who had a one-on-one with Bart, and each time Bart pulled off a save, we could have been behind quite easily on those. So defence at the moment, you know, capable of brilliant performances, but also capable of real sort of clangers at any moment. Barnsley, I think, though, are in pretty poor form. That's a poor team. They're probably going to go down. But I think special mentions for Saville and Evans, who I think really played well today. And I think Evans is, you know, regaining form that he showed us. And he's got a great eye for a pass, and he can spot a good opportunity to set up an attack. And I think we showed that today, although he did fade towards the end. But I think, generally speaking, you've got to say the midfield did well today. And really, we deserved at least a draw, and a win is not against the run of play. So, not a bad performance. Certainly plenty to work on. Come on, you Lions.
Achtung, Mehlball.
First away league win of the season with a clean sheet. 2-2 now heading into the international break. It's a nice way to head into that little rest period.
Yeah, look, we've headed into both international breaks quite well with good results. I think that we've been a lot better in the recent month. We've had a good month to finish it off with two wins when we've had so many draws. Again, some of those moments, you know, if that's another draw today, I think it's unfortunate for us, but you know, we just need a little bit more and to get the win at the end. I felt it was what we deserved. I thought we navigated the game really well. I didn't think really Barnsley causes that many problems in open play. There are danger from set pieces, but you know, certainly I thought we were well worthy of a win today.
And now gives you a good chance to get some of the injured players back and allow them to recover after the international break.
Yeah, and I think it gives some of the players a chance to recover that have come straight back in and had to play back-to-back games, like Hutchie. Danny McNamara, you know, you can see just a little bit of fatigue. I think Muzza looked out on his feet, even though he didn't really show it. The lads are joking in there saying he's doing the London Marathon tomorrow just for a rest day. But we've got players that I think it'll do him a little bit of good to have a breather. We'll try and get the balance right, you know, in terms of who gets that breather and who doesn't get that breather. But we'll certainly have players back, I expect. Mason could have been available today. Chose not to pick him. He's only had one day's training. I think Scotty will be fine. And I think we more or less have everybody back, which will be fabulous. Hard for me, but fantastic. You can see the difference when we've got those options. We look like a team that can win games of football.
Welcome back after the break, dear listeners. That was, of course, Gary Rowett, manager of Millwall FC, making the very crucial point, I think, that after the international break that is now upon us, we should start to see the impact of a fully fit squad, a fully fit Millwall side. We haven't really had a chance to see that for God knows how long. Today's performance up there at Barnsley was, I thought, was very hard worked. I mean, I've already spoken to Doug, as you would have heard already. You can always criticise some errors. I think Rowett there says about some of the players playing rather on empty tanks at the moment. And I think that did show, especially in that first half. But overall, it was a magnificent performance today, and one that all Mill fans should be proud of. Man Mountain, Murray Wallace, earning the plaudits online. Just to have a quick run through some of the post-match comment from the Twitter. Jake Saunders makes the very valid point how Murray Wallace has not been called up by his nation, Scotland. Contrast him with Kieran Tierney and Andy Robertson, but as Jake says here, considering he can play at centre-back, it's criminal that Murray Wallace has never been called up by Scotland. Two goals and four assists in his last six games, says Terry. Anyone who thinks we won't miss Jed Wallace if he leaves needs to have their head tested. So if you think that, listeners, get yourself along to your GP and ask him for a head testing session, because you think that we can do without Jed. Kevin Fuller, last week's guest, says it was a workmanlike performance. I would agree with that, Kevin. We ground out a great result in pretty awful conditions. We've not lost now in seven league games. It's strange how that draw sequence, which once was a Steinway piano on our back, has now turned around to become an unbeaten in seven you know, stat. Going into the international break, says Kevin. Dolbs, Mill Dolbs, says Murray Wallace deserved that massively. Gary Rowett owes him a few beers after another boar fest. Certainly the first half was tough. A tough TV experience, Dolbs. I will give you that much, mate. I'll take a shithousing a win, says Dolbs. Merv Payne says the Mill Hall of Fame may be reserved for the greats like Cripps and Kitchener, but there is definitely an honourable space in the lobby for Murray Wallace. And finally, I like this one. This is from Mill Halfway Line. Barnsley manager Marcus Shopp may well be about to discover one of football's laws of nature, the curse of Mill. I thought they were very poor today, and maybe the Mill curse will strike and give Shopp the chop. That's copyrighted to Merv, actually. I've nicked that joke from you there, Merv. So a big thank you to Doug for coming on straight after the game today. It's never easy to do those, dear listeners. You kind of you have minimal chance to collect your thoughts, and you're shooting from the hip, really. So a big thank you to Doug for doing that. And also for everybody who's rung into our voicemail, 0208 144 0232. Do leave us a message or two. I always try to include them in future shows, and it's just really great to get some feedback. Anyway, thank you for listening now. We're into the international break, 2 weeks off. No show this week. I might try and get a couple of nostalgia editions out, but otherwise we'll be back after the end of the international break for the next fixture, which I believe is at home on the 16th of October versus Luton Town. I'll be there for that one. So until then, dear listeners, we've had our weight taken off of our shoulders. Enjoy your international break, everyone, and I'll see you again in 2 weeks' time. Until then, arrivederci Mill, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Acton Millwall. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a cheeky little review. Arrivederci Millwall. Till next time.
Who do you want to watch?
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.